bodytherapyshop.com.
A nice weekend is coming up. Little break from the rain. And meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Fossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. After a year of committee meetings and public forums, the final draft of a long-range strategic plan for the Champaign School District is ready to be released. The school district's vision committee made its final changes to the 14-page plan at a meeting last night at the U of I's Beckman Institute. The strategic plan sets guidelines and goals for Champaign schools for the next 15 years. One area covered in the plan is improving Unit 4's level of engagement with parents and the community. School board member Christine Shalufu, who helped oversee work on the plan, says that's a concern they heard often.
Absolutely. The community feels that the administration hasn't been connected with them, haven't been addressing their needs, haven't been communicating with them. And that came out very clearly in the forums, and we've tried our best to make sure that we address that.
The strategic plan calls for training Unit 4 administrators on becoming more effective and courteous listeners and communicators, and creating an ombudsman position to respond to people with complaints and problems. The plan calls for including developing a new capital improvement plan, establishing a new and more effective discipline policy, offering more choices for both special education and gifted students, and beefing up the district's foreign language instruction. The Vision Committee plans to post the strategic plan later today on its website, www.greatschoolstogetheronword.com. The Unit 4 School Board will discuss the plan for the first time at a special meeting Monday night. Despite a boycott to bring attention to school funding, the Chicago Public Schools saw a record-high attendance rate on the first day of classes. Chicago Public Schools Chief Arnie Duncan says Tuesday's attendance came in at 93.7%, up from last year's previous high of 93%. In 2000, only 76% of students showed up the first day. This year's return to school for city students received outsized publicity because of State Senator James Meek's boycott. About 950 Chicago students skipped classes and attempted to register at two wealthy North Shore schools to spotlight the disparity in school funding among districts. Board of Education President Rufus Williams credited Meeks for focusing on the need for reform in Illinois. He said media coverage of the call for a boycott may have helped boost attendance. Former House Minority Leader Bob Michaels says Illinois Republicans have to stir things up and rebuild what he calls a weak party. The Peoria Republican made his remarks yesterday at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. Michaels says the Illinois GOP has become weak because of what he called former Governor George Ryan's misdeeds and ethical lapses. Ryan is serving a 6.5-year sentence for fraud and racketeering conviction. The 85-year-old Michael is urging party members to face up to reality and go back home and stir things up. Michael retired in 1994. He was elected to 19 terms in Congress, serving as House Republican leader for his last 14 years. Former Democratic presidential hopeful John Edwards canceled an October speech at the University of Illinois and says he won't make any public appearances until after the November election. University spokesman Ed Slazenick says Edwards' booking agent notified him yesterday by phone and email. The email included a statement from Edwards saying he didn't want to distract from the presidential election and Democratic candidate Barack Obama. Last month, a former Democratic senator from North Carolina admitted to having an extramarital affair with a filmmaker hired by his political action committee. The University of Illinois has opened the doors on an $18 million expansion of its lab where research on the smallest of substances is taking place. Until now, the Micro and Nanotechnology Laboratory has focused on building and using molecule-sized devices in the electronic industry. But with the added space at its North Campus facility, Engineering Dean Alasami Adishida says work can move into new industries.
But now nanotechnology also refers to things we can do in biology, in medicine, and in agriculture. So the expansion for us means that we can go into all these areas using the tools and techniques that we developed for electronics in the past.
For instance, Adishita says one nanotech researcher is looking into ways to improve drug delivery to the human body, but the field is not without controversy. Some worry about long-term effects on health and the environment. Two of the leaders of the expanded nanotechnology lab talk about their work on our website. You can hear Wednesday's Focus 580 interview at will.illinois.edu. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It is 6:35, and AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for an in-depth look at the weather now. And good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, timing is everything. Beautiful weekend for high school football and the debut of the newly renovated Memorial Stadium and everything else that's happening.
Well, I'm planning to go to the stadium tomorrow and look forward to seeing it, although I'll be sitting in old seats,
not in the suites.
I didn't get a luxury suite.
You didn't have like $50,000 to plunk down on that this year.
Well,
maybe
seeing,
next year.
Seeing as you don't pay that much here, I can't really afford one.
Save up.
Yeah, save up for an entire career and then some.
But, get yourself a luxury suite, and seven times a year you can take your friends and impress them.
Maybe I can cover a game before the season is over so I can see the press box.
There you be.
But it's, the weather's going to be great for the festivities tomorrow.